The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray for Glenn, as well as Jeffy, 888-727-BECK. Be back to do Pat Gray Unleashed as well, immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and TV Network. We've been talking a little bit about some of what happened over the Christmas and New Year's break, especially where it concerns bowl games, and also some of the things, you know, just to kind of wrap up President Donald Trump's first year. Talking about some of the positives and certainly the media response to everything he does, and even some things he doesn't do, even if they can find a way to bash Donald Trump, they do it.
They sure do.
And if they can't find a way, they dig deeper until they finally find something.
And they still bash him. If they can't find a way, they bash him.
Yes,
doesn't matter.
And all their rules. None of their rules apply to Donald Trump and his wife and family. If they can comment on Melania and the way she looks or the way she dresses or whatever, they'll even do that when that was completely out of bounds with Michelle Obama.
Oh, my gosh.
The only thing you could say about Michelle Obama was, wow, are her arms fantastic.
If they were
what arms?
If they were dressed up for a black tie event, any kind of event like that, then it was okay.
Oh, it was the greatest.
It was the best ever.
And if she was wearing a $25,000 gown, it was perfectly fine. Or a $50,000 gown.
But if they were coming, but if they were coming back from one of their vacations, which I know, you know, they didn't take very many away.
Except for every weekend.
It didn't matter. She was wearing tennis shoes and torn up jeans and a ripped T-shirt. You can't comment on that. They're coming back from vacation.
Exactly.
She's a mother.
So all bets are off now with
Absolutely.
Donald Trump and Melania Trump. 888-727-BECK. Also, we've got some new laws to share with you because obviously we have listeners from shore to shore, sea to shining sea. And there's some things you might want to be aware of that are taking effect. Well, probably took effect yesterday.
If it's a law, I'm for it.
Oh, really?
If it's a law, I'm for it. I hope this is going to make me feel good, isn't it? Because I'm usually all for laws.
Yeah, I think you're going to love it.
We need more laws in America.
Well, when you only have like 35 million laws to begin with,
that's not enough.
That's way short of where it should be. So some of the legislatures across the this great nation of ours have decided that they're going to do something about that.
Good.
They have, and we'll tell you about some of them. Also, an interesting celebration again on CNN. They get rid of Kathy Griffin, who is just reprehensible and has been every day, but especially on the New Year's Eve celebrations that CNN always has with Anderson Cooper.
I believe that they never said it or anything, but I mean, they pretty much let... That's what they wanted from her, right? On their New Year's Eve, you go out and be hideous. And that's do what you do and do it worse than you do.
And because they didn't have her this year, they instead checked in with a reporter in Colorado who was riding the cannabis. The cannabis. They're on a bus headed for a marijuana party.
Nothing says New Year's Eve.
Like smoking pot, like doing bong hits on the air,
like being on a cannabis.
It's interesting because think of everything that's happening there. First of all, you're showing kids how to light a bong, how to smoke a bong in a bong gas mask. You're holding lit joints while you're doing your report. You're on national television. You know children are watching, and it's against federal law, and they still do it. Just really. Outrageous. I don't even understand it.
I don't either. It's fascinating to me to think when you talk about holding the lit joints, do you know what kind of trouble she would get in? And just let's just back that up a little bit and say that she's doing a report from South Carolina, and mm-hmm. we're doing a tobacco story, and she's got a cigarette, pack of cigarettes on the counter. She's smoking a cigarette, telling you the story.
Oh, there'd be huge outrage.
I mean,
and people cigarettes are legal.
Crazy, yeah. Right? And cigarettes are legal.
Legal. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane to me that they do this and get away with it as easily as they seem to have gotten away with it.
And Randy Kay was the reporter in Denver, and she actually donned the bong gas mask.
Yeah.
Then she took it off and handed it to some pot smoker.
Because she didn't smoke it.
And lit the pipe for him.
She didn't smoke it.
Lit the bong for him. That's unbelievable.
So good. So good.
So, for some reason, you know, we've expressed the fact that we kind of like Anderson Cooper. We know him a little bit. Glenn knows him very well. And he's been on our show. He's been on the Glenn Beck show. And he's a genuinely decent guy.
Sure seems that way.
I don't like his politics, obviously. Obviously, he leans left. But he always seems to be, to me, tries to be fair. Maybe not always is, but is generally considered a pretty good journalist. How does he associate himself with that debacle on CNN every New Year's Eve?
I mean, that's his deal, right? He wouldn't even, the last time that he, maybe not the last time, one of the times he was here in the Mercury Studios, I remember talking to him a little bit about the New Year's Eve celebration, and he just kind of blew it off. Like, you know, that's kind of what the deal is, and, mm-hmm. you know, Kathy's nice, and it was, you know, I know, it's everybody gives us a hard time over it. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't come out and say they're forcing me to do it. It wasn't a network. I mean, it was that's just part of the deal.
Yeah. So he apparently enjoys it.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because it seems like it erodes his credibility.
Yeah.
And it seems like that happens every year. Eric in Virginia, welcome.
Hey.
Thanks
for having a call, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my question was earlier, I heard you say something about you're disappointed that football is coming to an end. Now, were you talking about college or were you talking about the NFL?
Yeah, college. But the NFL, too. I just like football.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do, too. But, you know, with all this stuff that's going on with that, I just feel like these guys are so pampered and they feel like they can protest whenever they want. I'm wondering how you feel about this. Why aren't these guys protesting on the off season? Why aren't they doing something for the greater good in the off season? Like, I believe if we could all band together and really, you know, cut the ratings even more, we could drop the salaries out of these pampered guys and really do some good. Maybe send that money to some military that deserve it.
Yeah, and besides, college football is just, for me, it's a much more interesting game.
Me too.
No.
I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but.
That's the truth. College football is way better.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually there to play. I feel like these guys, once they get in the NFL, they're there for the dollar. And my wife has this theory that most NFL games are set up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I subscribe to that theory, but good for her.
Although I have seen some calls by the referees that lead me to that decision once
in a while. That is true. Thanks, Eric.
It's not a bad thing saying that the players go to the NFL for the dollars. I mean, that's what you're doing, you know, as you're moving to the next level. If you can make it to the next level and play in the NFL, good.
Yeah, you're obviously going to do that.
Yeah, you're going. And if they're paying you the money that they want to pay you, thank you.
I know.
You're welcome. Good luck. God bless. But the whole point of the celebrations or the non-celebrations and the protests, and it's gotten, you know, out of hand. It's just a little agonizing.
Yeah, it got away from the NFL this year.
They should have
nipped it in the bud at the beginning and let those guys do that stuff on their own time. The reason they don't do it on their own time is because nobody would pay attention to
right.
it. And everybody knows that.
Right.
Go out on a street corner and protest all you want. Don't ruin my football game.
Right.
With your political nonsense. So it is agonizing from that standpoint. But we love football too much.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We make that decision every day, don't we? We're irritated and sick and tired of hearing from the Hollywood leftists, but we go to their movies every weekend.
Yep. And, you know, the Sunday game that you want to catch. All right, I'll jump in the middle of the first quarter. Then I don't have to see the beginning. The beginning didn't happen then.
Right. 888-727-BECK. Also, the co-anchor with Savannah Guthrie has been named. So Matt Lauer's replacement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They made the big announcement today.
Excellent.
I think we need a drum roll for this because it's a really special announcement.
What? Now, they could have. I'm sure they went outside the network.
Yeah. They could have gone pretty much anywhere for this.
I mean, it's the Today Show, right?
Right.
Right. It's a foundational big show time. Of America.
The big announcement. Hoda Kotb. Wait, who? What? From Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda.
Oh.
Kathy Lee and Hoda. Is that what they call that show? Hoda Kotb is the new replacement.
Congratulations.
Because, you know, obviously everybody's been saying, hey, you know who I really love is that Hoda Kotb. Hey, you know what would make the Today Show even better, even if Matt Lauer were still there, I'd fire him to get Hoda Kotb. What a weird decision. That's a weird decision.
I know.
Out of the entire pool that you have to pick from, you go with Hoda? That's just strange.
It sure is.
Maybe it's just me. I'm not as big a Hoda Kotb fan as I probably should be. Well, is that coming through?
I mean, that's obvious. Yes, just the way you're reporting the story. I mean, we don't need a Pew Research Fund study for that.
Probably not.
It is strange, though, and it shows also how far Meghan either is fallen or how far they actually think that they can take her in the direction they've taken her. Because that it would seem to me that job was hers. That job should have been hers.
There's just not, there's not the same.
I know, but it's more of what she does.
Yeah,
It's more of what she did and what she became famous
now,
for.
Now, 8 months ago, you would have said, it'll be Megyn Kelly.
I mean, what she did on Fox is nothing. I mean, what she's doing on the Today Show is not even close to what she was doing on Fox.
No.
I mean, this homey mother stuff and interviews and nicey-nice and dance and we all get along and everybody's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to be her deal.
No, it does not.
It just feels disingenuous.
It sure
does, based on past performance.
And I got it. She's a loving mother and a loving wife, and she's working hard and she's doing stuff. But it just doesn't seem like it's her.
Yeah. So this will be interesting to see how that works out. If Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb.
I mean, that's
to team up together.
I got to tell you, nothing says the Today Show like
Hoda Kotb. Yeah, I mean, it says it all.
I mean, when you think of the Today Show, think of the history of the Today Show,
right?
And the people that have come before
Hoda Kotb,
and now she's
now there's
you've got
Hoda Kotb
at the helm.
Yeah, she's nothing better.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat and Jeffy for Glenn. 888-727-BECK. Still a lot to talk about. We're going to get to some of the new laws, regulations that have been passed. One of them in Texas has just killed the straight party voting situation. So you can no longer go into the booth and vote just straight Republican ticket or straight Democrat ticket. You're actually going to have to go through that ballot one by one and consider each individual vote you cast.
The horror.
How can they do that to people? Wow. So that's just one of the changes.
Weird that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
I mean, it's kind of really strange not. That is.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
understand.
Really not that big a deal. I don't know why you'd even do legislation on that one way or the other.
I don't either.
People want to do that, let them do it.
When you're reading some of the stories, I mean, some of the local county judges here in Dallas were mm-hmm. saying how much it was going to cost the county to implement it. And I've heard this particular...
Why should it cost anything?
I don't know.
You just take one option off the table.
Right.
It's going to cost you anything?
I don't understand that either. Plus, this particular, the one county judge here in Dallas, Clay Jenkins, my favorite county judge in Dallas County, he's saying that he's against it. And so he used to work for Barack Obama, that makes me for it.
yeah. How is it you are familiar with this county judge?
Because he's on the radio and on the TV here locally all the time. He's... likes to have his mug on the screen all the time and on radio all the time.
I've never once seen him.
Clay Jenkins?
No, I don't know him at all.
He pretty much thinks he runs the place. He probably does, actually. Runs the joint in the city of Dallas and Dallas County. Mm. Yeah, he's a big-time judge here, big-time guy. Don't mess with Clay Jenkins.
I wouldn't think of it. Until this moment, I didn't even know who he was. Walt in Illinois, welcome to the Glenn Beck Program.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to mention on the second day of the new year, so it is still another year. It's about time to get this way behind us.
Okay.
The idea that the polls, the national polls, the Democrats and progressives and media will lead them and shout them from the rooftops, mm-hmm. and the conservatives are in fear of them. And what that goes back to, I heard on the Glenn Beck Show back in the early summer of 2016 that the polls were not very much in Hillary's favor. She was only up by a couple of points, and they couldn't figure out why. Mm-hmm. So the national polls decided to stop interviewing or polling anyone that didn't vote in the 2012 election. Well, we all know that there were 4 million plus evangelicals that didn't vote for Mitt Romney for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And they no longer were going to be in the part of the polling process. That very same time, a couple of weeks later, Hillary's numbers started increasing, and everybody just took those new polls as the gospel. Well, those 4 million people came out and voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's where they are wrong. They've been wrong ever since. Again, I remember Beck mentioning that fact early on. You guys are going to make national headlines because of something that I am probably the only person in the entire world that realized that happened, and no one has showered it. The conservatives are still totally in fear of these national polls.
Yeah,
and they're always wrong. They always quote them as being wrong, or the conservatives always say that they're wrong. They don't say why. That was why. And that's really all I have to promote.
All right.
But again, you guys can make national headlines with this on all the news tonight, just by letting the Democrats know that they do have something to fear in these midterm elections, because the national polls that they're using now mm-hmm. still do not include those 4 million evangelicals that they knocked out of the polling questions back in 2016.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Walt.
I wouldn't
hold
your breath
on the news.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't hold your breath for that national news report from the Glenn Beck Program. I would doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I can guarantee that's not going to happen. They won't say a word about that. 888-727-BECK. Also, we got to tell you about this new decision by the military that they're apparently going to seek out trans people for recruitment.
Right.
They're actually going to recruit trans people now.
Okay.
Rather than just let them come if they want to or not, they're actively seeking them. And I don't know if that's based on some research that has shown that transsexual people are better soldiers than non-transsexuals, but...
I'd like to see that research.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too. We'll kick that around a little bit. On the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat and Jeffy, stay tuned for Pat Gray Unleashed immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and TV Network, 888-727-BECK. Some of the new laws that we're looking at as the new year begins include the one in Texas that eliminates the possibility of just voting straight ticket. Not a huge deal. In California, employers can no longer ask about your prior salary. Job applicants can volunteer that information if they want to, but you can't ask, hey, what'd you make before? What were you making? Strange, right?
Right. About
why would the government get involved in that negotiation at all?
I'm guessing, now, I don't know, but I'm guessing that they figure that you should be paid for what you're worth on this job. And it's
I guess, but...
I mean, who answers that truthfully anyway?
Nobody. Well,
thank you. What'd you make on your last job?
$17.9 million. Now, I'm willing to come for somewhat less than that. But
we might be able to work out something else.
Got to be in the ballpark. A new Nevada law requires employers to grant up to 160 hours of leave per year to employees who are victims of domestic violence or have family members who are victims. Or who know someone who is a victim.
That's...
or who has ever heard of being a victim.
Well, I have heard, and I'm
well, then you've got 160 hours coming. Employers in Vermont can't request or require employees to provide their social media content.
Ooh.
That act is meant to provide social media privacy for employees. Well, that's kind of strange because you don't have it. If it's on social media, you've already compromised your privacy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's kind of, they want their cake and eat it too, right? You want to be able to have your social media, but you want to be able to have your job and you want to be able to say bad things about your company. Well, guess what? Part of your job is representing the company you work for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your life, right? Maybe that's just my old school thinking, but you know, you represent who you work for.
Yes,
and that's kind of my deal with the NFL too. These players are, you know, talking about, you know, slave owners, and we should be in freedom of speech. Well, you signed a contract.
Yeah, I'd love to
provide a service.
Love to be a $7 million a year slave.
Right,
it'd be awesome.
I mean, but you signed, you know, the contract is you signed a contract to provide a service for this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job.
Yeah, exactly.
And if the job says, hey, your Twitter account, you can't say anything bad against whatever team you're playing for, you know, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Don't sign the contract.
Also, California has become the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana, so we can stop pretending, I think, that this is about medicinal marijuana, right? In every state where it's legal, it's recreational now.
I think
we've
pretty much passed that a long time ago.
That boat sailed.
Yeah.
It's amazing how society is changing at an exponential rate now. You know, in the last 20 years, we went from a country that was 65-27 against same-sex marriage to a country that is 62-32 in favor of same-sex marriage. We've also gone from a society that overwhelmingly wanted marijuana to be illegal to a society where it's overwhelming that they're saying marijuana should be legal now.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, the shift. So, California, now you don't have to pretend like you've got anxiety.
Oh, it's glaucoma. It's killing me
glaucoma.
Today.
Or an upset stomach. You know, you don't have to pretend anymore. You just, you'll be able to have it at your disposal, I guess, at these dispensaries. So, it's pretty mainstream now.
And I know they've had some studies out that talked about how it didn't help medically for some patients.
Yeah.
But I've witnessed that it did help.
Oh, really?
In my life. And, you know, I mean, there should be some leeway for the, and obviously now it doesn't matter, but, you know, the leeway for the medical marijuana for sure. If you're.
Yeah,
if,
but it's gone way beyond
that. Yeah, we're already about
doesn't even matter now. That,
right.
August 4th is now officially Barack Obama Day, a state holiday in Illinois.
Well, good. Man, I hope that spreads all over
the country. That's great. That's great. I do too. Barbers can now make house calls in Tennessee. So a barber couldn't come to your house
before? No, I'm going to tell you something. You know, those little barbers coming around, knocking on your door.
Yeah, you don't want that. You can't
banging on your door. Hey, you need a haircut? No, you don't want that.
If I had one barber knock on my door in the last few weeks, I would have had one barber knock on my door.
I would be all for that. Can I haircut? Yeah, come on in.
This is also important. Corn is now the official grain of Illinois.
You got to have an official grain.
How many times have we had calls saying, when is corn going to be declared the official grain?
I mean, I can't count them many calls right now.
I don't know if it's corn or if it's wheat or if it's barley, but I want corn to be the official grain. I don't even care about wheat and barley anymore.
Can they do that, though? I mean, I thought corn was like the official grain of Nebraska. Can they steal that from another state?
Apparently.
Who do they think they are?
They're doing it. We'll have to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
See if that's constitutional. Also, public officers such as elected officials and managers who are convicted of a felony that's relevant to their jobs can have their pensions revoked or reduced. Wow, we got to get that for Congress.
So that's if I get in trouble,
You could lose your pension if you commit a felony. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting.
I like that.
Did you also read? Yeah, of course you don't like that. Did you also see that right at the beginning of our vacation, this was a couple of weeks ago, Sheila Jackson Lee wanted to board a flight, and apparently she didn't have a ticket, and she decided she needed one, and she was going home, and she wanted to go first class.
Yes, and she gets first, you know, our congress people get the first, you know, the first grab of right from the airline.
So they kicked a woman off the flight who had a first class ticket and inserted Sheila Jackson Lee in that seat.
Well, they actually, I think she flew. She flew, right? They moved her back to steerage.
They did? She didn't take the first class?
No, I think they just moved her back to steerage.
It's unbelievable.
We don't have any first class available. We know you paid for it, and we know that you specifically...
Because
the
report I read was that the woman was taken off the flight in first class or put in coach, and Sheila Jackson Lee took her place.
That's what
in
I mean. The lady still flew.
She just
flew in steerage and not first class.
But you buy a first class ticket, and you're going back to coach?
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
No. Oh, my God.
You're going to have to arrest me because I'm...
Because she took a picture when she was boarding. There was a.
I'd be out of my mind.
There was a photo of Sheila Jackson Lee talking on the cell phone in first class as she walked by. There was a photo of her sitting in first class. And,
unbelievable.
I don't know if it was from the lady who got the boot.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
It was fascinating to see Sheila just sitting there. And it was just... It's agonizing that, it's expected. She doesn't care.
That just shows you that we're a nation
Absolutely.
Of people, not a nation of laws. And like these elected officials are above the
they
rest
sure
of us.
They sure are. They sure feel that way.
How do you take me out of my first class seat, which I paid a lot of money for, and bump me back to coach and put her in just because she's a congresswoman? You put her in my seat.
Yep.
I would be.
Oh, man.
I'm living,
oh, man.
And it didn't happen to me.
I know. I don't know that I would handle it well. I would hope that I would hope if this particular story
I guarantee you, I
happened
wouldn't.
Around me, I would hope that my wife was with me so that I would not be thrown in jail. And then again, I still might be thrown in jail
because
I would be through the roof. Congresswoman, you are not taking my seat that I paid for. No.
It's just no way.
No, that is not happening.
No way. But they're above us, Jeffy. They're above us. They're better human beings than we are. 888-727 Beck. Melody in Indiana. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
I don't believe that the people in the House and the Senate really want to own the immigration and Obamacare and all the other issues.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did they vote against Obamacare for 8 years when Obama was in, when they knew they couldn't do anything about it?
50 or more.
Or more.
I think more than 50 times.
They had an opportunity. They knew a year ago, just the minute after, well, the next day after Trump was president, they knew they should be getting ready. And then now they're even encouraging people to vote against Roy Moore, who was questionable. But they were knowing that they could lose that seat. To me, they say with their mouths one thing, but they honestly don't want to own these issues.
Yes.
And that's where the problem is. We need to get that cleaned out.
You're exactly right. Appreciate it, Melody. If we could get people to understand that, stop just automatically putting incumbents back in their seat over and over and over again. Some of these people have won their seats 20 to 30 times.
Yeah. You know,
John Conyers, 28 times.
Think of that.
28
Think of that.
Times they reelected that guy. Jeez. Well, they reelected him 27 times.
Right.
Lynn in South Carolina. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Great. I just wanted to, first of all, please say that I am not trying to hurt anybody.
Okay.
But I see how people are coming in through particularly grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And have one child in the hand, another child in the shopping cart, then the woman's pregnant. This happens with a lot of people that are coming in from even the United States, but from different countries as well. And my primary concern is this, is that people are relying upon too much the United States to support their ways by having too many children that they cannot themselves support. The government is running out of funding. And it's very important that people understand not to create new life and not to be able to sustain that child's life, because eventually the gravy train's going to end. And I know myself, I'm a happily divorced, battered wife. Mm. And I will say this very openly, and it's very personal, that whenever I was married to a very abusive man, I had my tubes tied because I would not create a life and had that child exposed to what I was exposed. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Difficult
DACA
choice.
People, immigrants, people in the United States that were born here, please take care of your own families whenever you can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things happen. That's understood. Disabilities, illnesses, but do not have child after child knowing you cannot personally take care of that child
on
your own means.
You're not saying that there should be government intervention into procreation, though, are you?
No, sir. What I'm saying is, very frankly, is that eventually government funding does run out.
Yes, it does.
And whenever that does run out, how are these little children going to be fed?
Yeah.
That's what's concerning me, plus also the hospitalizations. There's so much involved.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks,
Lynn. It's a big concern.
I don't know what you do about that. You're not going to get into reproduction. You're not going to tell people when they can have children and when they can't. That's dangerous business. That's Chinese communist government business, is when you're limiting family sizes of the poor, or, you know, the only way to stop that is through legislation. And I'm certainly not in favor of that. I appreciate that Lynn went through some really hard times, and I'm sorry about that. But you can't jump into people's lives like that and say, stop having children.
Well, we're not telling you to stop having children, Pat. What we're saying is that, you know, maybe perhaps you should limit to two. We're not telling you to stop having kids.
Yeah,
what we're saying is maybe we're just, you know, limit to, you know.
And what I'm saying is you can't do that. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is you can't do that. You know, and the way to do that is to fix our society by getting back to personal responsibility.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Which is, you know, from where we're at now, that's a long road.
It is.
That's a long
we're
road.
We're a long way away.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray, Jeff Fisher. Just in case you didn't know, his last name is our caller a while ago.
Oh, that is my last name.
That is your last name. Yeah.
Amazing.
888-727-BECK. Let's go to Tom in Kentucky. Hey, Tom, welcome to the Glenn Beck Program with Pat Gray and Jeffy.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
This is Tom Murphy from Kentucky. Hey, if I were king, I'll tell you what I would love to see happen in English, that we would have a detailed list, both the hard left, the socialist left, whatever, and some of the rights that don't know where they're at, of what this country needs to be like. Let's take the time, spend it where we check it off. You have to be an actual citizen of this country that can speak English, that knows where we come and how great we have been. And let's make a list, detail out that you have to prove who you are, proper identification, no BS here, and that we check this thing off, and let's get this country headed in a direction of what we want. Our forefathers pretty well laid it out, but it's obvious we got smoke screens everywhere. Everybody wants favors. Everybody wants this country to be filled with others that don't know what it is, because the rest of the world can't figure out how we've done it, so now we're trying to bring this country down to their levels, and it's not going to happen. Can't do it, and it's never going to be total peace no matter what anywhere. So let's, before we lose this country, let's get an itemized list, and let's all work towards the list. Is what, if I was king, that's how I would do it.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it. Although, Jeffy, did you hear the hatred there?
I most certainly did.
Did you hear the hatred?
It was agonizing.
This hate monger wants to know if people are actual citizens before they vote. What?
I mean, I'm surprised that we left that racist on that long. Okay. It was screaming.
Interesting to note, Iowa voters will be asked to show their IDs at the polls. That actually passed. That's one of the laws taking effect this year.
That'll get shot now.
In Iowa.
That won't stand.
We'll see. We'll see if that stands. Make sure you tune in for the Pat Gray Unleashed program coming up immediately following this one on the Blaze Radio and TV Network. We'll see you tomorrow right back here.
Glenn.